This patient is Sandra Harris. The consultation request by Dr. Sambhavana. Reason for a consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation. Data consultation 5/30/122. History patient is a 75-year-old. Recently complaining of palpitation associated with the shortness of breath period. Patient's heart monitor test showed multiple episodes of paroxysm atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate period. Referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Patient complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, and fatigue associated with the atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, amlodipine 10 mg daily, atorvastatin 10 mg daily, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, fenofibrate 160 mg, Flonase, levothyroxine 25 microgram daily, losartan 50 mg daily, metoprolol succinate 25 mg daily, and a triamterin period. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, now history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, now history of premature coronary disease, cardiac dysrhythmia, review system in general, denying reason, weight gain or weight loss, now vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, now history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, estimated now history, arthritis, neurological now history, seizure disorder, TIA, on examination, blood pressure, 139 over 83, pulse is 71, respiration 16, weight is 198 pound, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate and rhythm. Number of measures of gallop, abdomen soft, norm active, pulse sound extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, paroxysm atrial fibrillation. Number 2, hypertension recommendation. Patient's atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation and substrate modification for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, period. The patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometime need more than one procedure, period. Consultation date is 5/30/122. Please take a copy to Dr. Sambhavana.